This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. And live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, this portion of the show is brought to you by, let me make sure I got this, get all the levels right, is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
If your stock is going to be the interface between you and the gun, why not have the best one you can possibly get? And that's Boyd's. They don't have any of them in stock. When you order, they make it to order. And you get it at a relatively quick clip. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Let's look at a couple of things. Now, the sexual harassment charge against Trump did not work. The Russian collusion charge is collapsing. There's a new expose, if you will, fire and fury that has ushered in the latest attempt to remove the current president. On the the satirically named CNN program, Reliable Sources, the host claimed reporters and some lawmakers are openly talking about the president's mental stability. He asserted that these claims are no longer just speculation, but an indisputable fact. And then he enlisted Carl Bernstein of Watergate fame to bolster his argument. Bernstein remarked, "We're in a real constitutional crisis where we as a country and where we as journalists have never been before, in which a huge part of the citizenry of our country and the leadership of the country in Congress privately and in public openly question the fitness and stability of the President of the United States." Now, you would think that Bernstein, he was there for the Nixon thing. He brought about the Nixon thing. So that meant he was there when Reagan was there, and he must have forgotten the media's constant drumbeat that Reagan was suffering from dementia while in office. Bernstein may want to get himself checked. CNN host complained, "When a president of the United States threatens North Korea by invoking the size of his nuclear button, it's fair to ask about his fitness." Trump responded to an adolescent threat with an equally adolescent response. And there's no rules out there that says he can't. The clowns on CNN would have been much more comfortable with U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright giving Kim Jong-il a basketball signed by Michael Jordan. Since 1995, the United States has provided North Korea with over $1 billion in assistance. How's that working for you? Bernstein confessed that we're not advocates here. We are not psychiatrists. We are reporters. And then he went on to advocate for his psychiatric diagnosis that President Trump is psychologically unfit. The president is not allowed to criticize the media. If CNN employees call him crazy, he must remain silent. Bernstein responded to Trump's criticism of CNN with, "It's not just anti-CNN, it's anti-freedom of the press, it's anti-freedom of speech." You know, here's the thing. If you're lying to me and I call you out on it, you don't get to claim anti-freedom of speech, I'm afraid. And I'm not alone in that. I'm not alone in that supposition. if you get out there and you run with a bunch of stories that prove to be untrue, if you're out there and your whole overriding agenda, how about a little news? Could we have some news? And I know this is going a long way. I know that this, Bill, what are you talking about? How about just some, I don't know, how about just some news about something without it being to go get the, you know, to throw the president out? How about that? In a normal society, revealing Trump's techniques to his opponents would be counterproductive and in a lot of ways counterintuitive. But his opponents are so delusional that they're not going to believe that they've been hoodwinked by this one they call the idiot. And I kind of wonder sometimes. I wonder if he doesn't make this concerted effort to sound less intelligent than he is. That is an extremely valuable tool when you're dealing with an opponent. His opponents might try reading Sun Tzu, The Art of War, which he obviously has read, in addition to the Alinsky Rules for Radicals. And Sun Tzu said, "He who exercises no forethought, but makes light of his opponents, sure to be captured by them." But, you know, that's dated information. Modern media experts are too sophisticated for that. This is the thing. If we don't watch it, we're not going to, there's not going to be a solution to Korea without some sort of military intervention. And then if we go that route, then you can presume that it's going to go nuclear. Without a doubt, because Kim Jong-un will do that. He will go that route. He will disregard his generals, unless his generals go ahead and throw a little coup there and get rid of the divine leader, the dear leader. But getting out there and trying to placate this person is getting us nowhere. It's gotten us nowhere. We spent $1 billion. We've given him $1 billion and he's still getting nowhere. When you consider where the stock market is and how the unemployment rate has fallen and the condition of ISIS since January the 20th of it hadn't even been a year yet, maybe we should make idiot a prerequisite for being president. Sure. We can say the president's unfit. We had the word of those people who wore those pink Naughty Bits hats. That, you know, they were inspired by his 2005 comments in the Access Hollywood audio. Maybe they wore those hats when they did their howling scream at the sky. According to Fox News, from helpless cries to primal screams, the left protested the one-year anniversary of Trump's election by huddling together in public spaces and howling from sea to shining sea. Now, I know. I know that these are the same people that are saying this guy's unfit, that he's not psychologically fit, and yet they see fit to go get in a bunch of huddled masses and clutch their hands to their chest and howl at the sky like a bunch of mad dogs. Now, I don't know about you. When Obama was elected, I wasn't happy and I wasn't despondent. It was what it was. I mean, I've seen this happen before. I didn't want Bill Clinton to be president. I served in the military under Reagan and for a couple of years under Bush. So when Bush was up for re-election, of course I wanted him to be re-elected. But not because of anything he'd ever done. Just because I didn't want the left to be in charge. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation of spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Okay. Normally, that would be there. It is not there. Back one more time. Nope, not there yet. Okay. Well, we'll go back to that in just a little bit. Hey, this portion of the show, is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
My first one is going to go on the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. And I can't wait. I've got the stock. I'm waiting on a piece to come, you know, come to finish things out. As soon as that's done, I'll have something to show you. But I can't wait for that to get here simply because I'll like it better. I'll like it better. I'm not going to tell you why I will like it better. I'm just going to say that I will like it better. There's something not working on one of these here interwebs sites. Wow. Okay. I'll ask about this in the break. When we get in the break, I'll ask about this. I'm not going to worry about it right now. While most of us were busy getting ready to go from 2017 to 2018, gun owners in California were scrambling to lawfully purchase ammunition while they still could. Because beginning, what is today, the 8th, a week ago, all ammunition sales were required to go through a California licensed dealer or licensed ammunition vendor. That requirement is one of two new ammunition laws that was passed by the California legislature or adopted by California voters in 2016. The law that took effect on January 1st, 2018, will generally prohibit gun owners from bringing ammunition into the Golden State or from purchasing their ammunition online. So, if I move to California, I've got to get rid of all of my ammo before I get there. That's interesting. Won't be moving to California. California adopted these new laws in spite of significant evidence that they would only burden law-abiding gun owners and do nothing to promote public safety. And most notably, the reporting of ammunition sales has already been tried and failed at the federal level. Throughout the 1980s, Congress considered a repeal of a federal ammunition regulation package that required, among other things, reporting of ammunition sales. In 1986, the director of the ATF supported eliminating the reporting requirement, stating, "The Bureau and the Treasury Department have recognized that current record-keeping requirements for ammunition have no substantial law enforcement value." So as a result, the Firearm Owners Protection Act of 1986 repealed the ammunition restrictions with little opposition to the removal of the requirement. California gun owners are now stuck with a similar law that will also have no substantial law enforcement value, yet will make it much more difficult for Californians to buy ammunition, especially the harder-to-find calibers. But that doesn't stop there. Oh, no. Beginning July the 1st, 2019, a background check will be required on every purchase of ammunition in California. You know, that was part of the New York Safe Act. And like the New York Safe Act, it still remains unclear exactly how California intends to implement that law. Now, California gun owners are looking for clear guidance on how to comply with these new ammunition laws. But they can't look at the California DOJ, which failed to receive approval for its regulations, implementing the new laws until 2 days after the law went into effect. Does that mean that those 2 days or 6 days or whatever that was, does that mean that was a freebie? Anyway, NRA attorneys are currently preparing a lawsuit challenging the new ammunition laws, which will be finalized any day, making it the fourth lawsuit against the Gunmageddon package of deals. Now I get what Mr. Crabtree was talking about. You can't have no bullets. That part's just funny. That's just funny. Now, to the gun owners of California with a K, I understand. Let me reiterate what I've said many times. I understand that's your home. I understand you're there for the fight. You're willing to do the fight. And they keep pushing you back further and further and further. And, I don't get it. I really don't get it. What are they hoping? Whatever they're hoping to achieve, they're not going to achieve. Because this is not going to have any bearing at all on crime. This is purely about making it hard for you to buy ammo. And by you staying there, you're sort of complying with it. And I hate that for you. I really do. I hate that for you. So, get out of California. You know, if there's 9 or 10 million of you there, most of you are probably going to be in the middle class anyway because you're in Northern California. Vote with your feet. Move across the border. Go to Nevada or something. I don't... For those that are out there, and I mean, there was somebody that pointed out something when I was talking about Mark Levin the other day. I don't support the deduction of state and local taxes on your federal return, simply because it provides camouflage for your state and local taxes. Your state and local taxes shouldn't have to be deducted because you shouldn't be being taxed to death. It's that simple. So in that, I sort of disagree with a few people on that one. And there's a price to be paid whenever you live in a state. You know, when you make allowances to say, well, I live here because of this. Okay. But you're giving up freedom. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
People search the internet for everything. including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The Boyd's gun stock, and I mean, they are absolutely correct. You probably own a weapon that they could make a gun, that they have a gun stock for. If it's a bolt gun, if it's a magazine fed gun, if it's an AR type rifle, a shotgun, a pump shotgun, they have a gun stock for you with over 200 models to choose from. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, in addition to getting out there and saying that it's economic war, within the state of New York, they're finding that the fallout from the SAFE Act is far from over. It is a constitutionally questionable at best law, but is creating an administrative nightmare for the county clerks. And these are the people that actually have to deal with this stuff. We're talking about the lifetime permit holders facing mandatory recertification this month. Some are calling on Governor Cuomo to push back the deadline. The big pile of permits required to own a modern pistol or revolver in the Empire State, all set to expire this month, January 31st, under the provisions of the New York Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act, signed by Cuomo in 2013. But some county clerks are reporting that most of their expiring permits have yet to be recertified, and Republican lawmakers want the time limit extended. State Senator Rob Ort, Republican North Tonawanda, said many pistol permit holders in my district have yet to receive the proper paperwork alerting them of the need to recertify. We must delay the deadline to avoid what will become a bureaucratic nightmare for residents, law enforcement, and local officials. An inefficient government bureaucracy. Could it be? That's actually about par for the course, though. Par for the course. Especially when you're trying to upend an existing process for a new one that gives government tighter control. And, for, you know, just how many people figure they don't need to recertify because they have lifetime permits? Because after all, the term lifetime has a particular meaning, doesn't it? So you'd forgive someone for assuming that lifetime meant, I don't know, lifetime? Further, a number who apparently have been notified just aren't doing it. Clerks across the state have warned that there's been a poor turnout of the free recertification process. In one county, only about 1,550 out of the 18,000 have completed the process. In another, just 5,000 out of 20. You know, I'm thinking about that compliance that took place with the SAFE Act's requirement for all so-called assault weapons to be registered with the state police. Is this a similar case where the gun owners are going to ignore a stupid law? I don't advocate breaking any law, no matter how stupid it is, but I understand it. And, you know, this would be an act of defiance. Noncompliance is nothing if not an act of defiance, after all. But for Cuomo, this is probably music to his ears, because the governor of New York doesn't want people in his state to be armed. He can't outright ban guns for a number of reasons, but he can make it such a pain, you know, in the fourth point of contact to own one that you just don't want to fool with it. In that regard, the New York SAFE Act is a dream come true for him. Now, I'd like to see this actually go to the Supreme Court. I want to see the justices slap the draconian nonsense to the ground. But I don't know when that's going to happen. We already had everything that we needed to see this in front of, with regard to Maryland's assault weapon ban, and the court declined to hear the case. Maybe they're waiting for the New York SAFE Act to show up so they can smack that down. I don't know. But... New York SAFE Act. That was one of those things. That was like, you know, he was talking about how Congress was pillaging red or blue states. That was pillaging gun owners and people that owned guns in New York. In fact, he's the one that got out there and said, if you think you should own an AR-15, if you're conservative, if you're not for abortion, get out of New York State. Which I don't know if his father Mario would have gone that far. I may be a little old-fashioned here. I just don't know if his brother, if his father Mario would have gone with that. I know his brother Chris or his son. I don't know if that's his son. Is Chris Cuomo Mario or Andrew Cuomo's son? I can't tell. I don't know. But it certainly is... It gives us moments of pause, doesn't it, to think about that. Because New York, California is one thing. New York for me is like, it beckons to me. I want to go to New York. I want to see the old architecture. I want to see this. I want to see that. I want to go to B&H Photo. I want to go to K&M Photo. I want to go down Broadway. I want to stand in the middle of Times Square and just, you know, shoot video. I want to do all of that. I want Stephen D'Andrea to, you know, give me that steak he keeps talking about. And unless they pass national reciprocity, I'm not going to do it. Well, I might do it. I don't know. When I go to SHOT Show this next month, or next month, in a couple of weeks, I'm not going to take a gun. That has been a hard decision for me to make. I'm not going to travel with one. I just not going to do it. Just not going to do it, Captain. Besides that, I'm not going to check any baggage. That's what it boils down to. I'm not going to check anything. I'm going to carry it all on with me. And that's why I'm not going to take a gun with me. But come April in Dallas, yeah, I'll be having a gun with me then. I'll just check my carry-on, I guess, is what I'll do. But that'll certainly be an interesting time as well, but altogether, this idea that gun control is a local issue, while they guarantee you nothing in the way of your safety, to me, that is the ultimate of arrogance. The ultimate of arrogance. Who are they to decide whether I can or cannot defend myself? Who? Why is some imaginary line on a map a parameter by which they can decide whether or not I can defend myself? That, that just, that kind of question, it always pops up in my mind when I hear these guys say, well, gun control should be local. No, it should not be local, ever. It should not be local. It's part of the Bill of Rights. It's part of the Bill of Rights. Is freedom of speech local? Do localities get to decide that one? Do they get to decide whether or not that, you have to be Mirandized or not if you get pulled over and arrested? Do they have to decide whether you get a speedy trial or not? I mean, states' rights, I'm all for it. And if it's applied uniformly, I'm all for it. Except they don't. Because right now, the same states that don't want me to carry a gun in their cities are their sanctuary cities. So, there you have it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This is the last time on the firing line. I got that backwards. Normally I do it the right way, but that's okay. No rules here. I'm just playing it. I'm just making it up as I go. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's gun stock is, first of all, they have numerous designs, traditional and modern, classic and high tech. The one I'm going to put on the gun sight scout rifle is going to be the AT-1, which is the epitome of high tech. You just can't believe what it's going to be. I'll show you when I got it. BoydsGunStocks.com. I feel bad for a lady named Cynthia Ruiz. In addition to being a widow, she now has to bury her son. And it's a horrible thing to lose one of your children, but she did. But I can only feel so bad for her. Her son was predatory, and he sort of brought this on himself. Her son, Andrew Herrera, was shot and killed when he tried to rob a Popeye's chicken in Texas. There he came face to face with the state's self-defense laws. But now Miss Ruiz has questions. Did my son deserve to be punished? Yes, he did. Police said Herrera, wearing a hoodie and a mask, entered the Southside restaurant with a gun and confronted a man and his family who were eating. After the man told Herrera he had spent the money that he had on their dinner, Herrera turned toward the counter and pointed the gun at one of the workers who was running away. That's when the man, with enormous presence of mind, he drew his concealed handgun, and he fired several shots at Herrera. A police spokesman later said, here in Texas, if you're in fear of your loss of life, loss of property, you have the right to defend yourself. Ruiz said she understands the man who shot her son was defending her family, but then she asked, why shoot him 4 more times? Why did he shoot him 5 times? I feel for you, Miss Ruiz, I really do. But the reason the man shot him five times was simple. You shoot until the threat goes down. The armed citizen judge there was still a risk to him and his family, and the word family means that no self-respecting man is going to take a chance at that point. And he kept shooting till there was no threat. The very simple thing. Shootings aren't like in the movies or on TV. You don't shoot to wound. There's not that many places you can actually shoot anyone to shoot to wound. A wounded person can still kill you as well. You shoot until the threat has been eliminated. If the first shot wounds them, but they drop their weapon and surrender, that's great. Gunfight is over. But only a complete and total idiot expects that to happen. Unfortunately, young Mr. Herrera threatened the lives of human beings, and he paid a price for it. It's a price that Ruiz is being forced to pay, which is a pity, because she either failed to teach him that it was wrong to steal, or he failed to heed the lessons. It's one or the other. Either way, he tried to rob a chicken place and came face to face with someone who was not going to be a victim. Why was Herrera shot five times? Because he stood there, gun in hand, and threatened the innocent. Ruiz contends that the second suspect, who served as Herrera's getaway driver, claims the gun wasn't loaded. So what? If you point a gun at me, or my family, or anyone else in my vicinity, I'm not going to assume that it's unloaded. I'm not going to ask if it's unloaded. That's stupid, especially since one of the basic rules of firearm safety is to treat all firearms as if they're loaded. And that applies to the one in the criminal's hand. I'm going to act as if it's loaded because the alternative is a loss of innocent life if I am wrong. Am I supposed to sit there and watch that, Ms. Ruiz? If your little darling shoots somebody who's just there having some fried chicken, am I supposed to just sit there and watch that so we don't have to worry about how many bullets were in him? Why do they shoot him five times? Because he was a threat. And common wisdom is to just keep shooting until the threat is not a threat any longer. And if people, listen to me. If you want your kids to not be shot, okay, because in crime, in anything really, but definitely in crime, there's a whole cottage industry designed to stop you if you turn to a life of crime. That's item number one. They call that law enforcement. Item number two is one of the occupational, an occupational hazard for football is brain concussions, knee injuries, you know, don't know how to spend your money, maybe you get into drugs. There's lots of them. An occupational safety hazard for a criminal is to be perforated, to be shot. So if you don't want your children to be shot, impress upon them that that's what happens when you threaten somebody with a gun. And it doesn't matter if you go there with a gun unloaded and if you never, you know, the fact that it had no live ammunition, we had to take that in. I saw that in Raising Arizona. I laughed my, you know. And this, before we go, this coming from the Las Vegas Sun. I'll be going there soon. Although the number of police officers killed on the line of duty dipped last year, and it appears the same could apply to security officers, it's clear that the glut of firearms in the nation has put them at extreme risk in carrying out their duties. Meanwhile, it's difficult for law enforcement departments to advocate for gun safety measures. Doing so raises the risk of upsetting some of their most ardent political supporters, who tend to be conservative NRA types. It can also spark backlash from gun rights zealots, who see any move to increase gun safety as an attempt by the government and its police forces to take their weapons and subjugate them. Witness what happened when former Dallas Police Chief David Brown, discussing the July 2016 attack in which five of his department's officers were shot and killed, said that Texas's open carry laws added to the difficulty of responding to chaotic situations. Right-wing critics said law-abiding citizens with guns weren't the problem, but Brown was right. Here's what he said. It's increasingly challenging when people have AR-15s, a type of rifle, slung over and shootings occur in a crowd. And they begin running, and we don't know if they are a shooter or not. We don't know who the good guy versus who the bad guy is. If everybody starts shooting, the glut of guns combined with lax regulation puts all Americans in danger, especially the police. Except that's not even anywhere near correct. It's not even close. What Chief Brown is highlighting right there is a hypothetical situation. What happened in Dallas, unfortunately, is that the police that responded to this one lone gunman were outclassed when it came to fire and maneuver. And I mean, I watched this guy coming up on the police officer, and the police officer did not know how to utilize cover. Now, he was under true cover, but he was right up on true cover. So all that guy had to do was juke. He juked to his left. The police officer started to go that way. Then he came around on the right and shot the guy in the back. Now, what he should have done is been about 6 feet off of that column to where he could not see the guy, but as he was coming around, he would have had a bead on him right away. And it wouldn't have mattered which side he was on, because he could see both sides at the same time. Now, the reason Chief Brown was attacked was because he threw this hypothetical scenario out there. But the op-ed misses a fundamental point regarding firearms, a fundamental point that I repeat so much that I sound like a broken record. Criminals don't obey gun laws. So stiffer regulations are not going to make anybody safer. Officers, citizens, civilians, whatever. It's not going to happen. It'll simply make the rank-and-file citizen less safe. And regarding what laws get proposed, criminals will carry their guns anywhere and everywhere they want to and won't hesitate to take an officer's life if they desire to do so. They're already breaking laws as an integrated part of their chosen way of life. What's one more act? And those are the people who gun down police officers. Plain and simple. Tomorrow night, we're going to open up with Rob Morse, Self-Defense Gun Stories, and then more Week of the Weaponized Woman. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.